our friends there at St. George's had arranged for us to see a musical, knowing that we were interested in musical theater. And we saw a play within a play, which was Me and Juliet. About the middle of the play, I looked over at my husband's face, and he was near tears. He'd always wanted to write for musical theater. And I whispered in his ear, "Would you like to leave?" And he said, "Do you mind?" And I said, "No." And I remember walking down the Great White Way with all the hustle and the bustle of New York City, holding his hands with tears coming down our cheeks. We realized that all the hope that we had had that there would be some way out of this dilemma was now gone. The only thing that the doctor had told us was that there was radiation treatment. But that was just probably a stopgap. There's one thing about being in New York when you were in trauma. Nobody paid any attention to our tears or even paid any attention to us in that city because they all go about their own lives. But back in the quiet of the Gramercy Park Hotel, which is on a park, we had to face the reality that we only had 6 months to a year to do something with his life. And we discussed what he wanted to do with his life. Because I would still have mine. And he made the decision that he wanted to go back to California, play as long as he could, and the most important thing, to give his young daughter her childhood. He truly adored that little girl. So back to California, we went by way of Detroit. It was then November, and October, it was Halloween, and we had celebrated our anniversary with the family in Michigan, and then traveled on to California.